A dramatic overnight decision by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi to remove CBI Director Alok Verma has underlined just how serious corruption cases has filled within the walls of Central Bureau of Investigation and how terrible the entire situation is. The CBI Director Alok Verma and his deputy Rakesh Asthana were divested of all duties late Tuesday night following a feud between the two. Alok Verma has now moved the Supreme Court challenging his removal, and the top court has listed the matter for hearing on Friday, that is on 26th of October. Now, in another development surrounding this unprecedented strife within the country's top investigating agency, CBI Deputy SP Ajay Kumar Bassi, who was leading the investigation against Asthana, has also been transferred to Andaman and Nicobar Islands with immediate effect. After the government has stepped in, seems like it is removing the entire team who were probing the bribery case against Asthana. Now, questions are being asked. If Alok Verma was removed from the post of CBI director on purpose or not. Meanwhile, lawyer activist Prashant Bhushan wrote on Twitter that PM was on no authority to send CBI director on leave as his tenure is protected. It is not CBI versus CBI, it is CBI versus a corrupt officer planted in the CBI by the PMO. So can we say that it is a clear cover-up to protect Asthana's direct link to the BJP's top political leadership? Well, we have Paranjoy Guha Thakurta giving us more information.
The manner in which the government has handled this entire messy affair, this unseemly fight between the two senior-most officers in the country's premier investigating agency, that is the CBI or the Central Bureau of Investigation, has been most unfortunate and extremely poorly handled. It will be very difficult for Prime Minister Narendra Modi to live down this mess in the CBI. It appears that the government and its supporters is spending a lot of effort in trying to save Mr. Rakesh Asthana. Mr. Asthana, Gujarat Kader, Indian Police Service officer, he is believed to be close to Mr. Narendra Modi. Rahul Gandhi has alleged that he is like literally a blue-eyed boy of the Prime Minister. He was the person who headed the special investigating team that dealt into the Godhra train episode, the Sabarmati Express episode in Gujarat in 2002. And he's handling the most sensitive cases, whether these be pertaining to Vijay Mallya or Lalu Prasad Yadav and a whole lot of others, the Marans, etc. Now, it seems to me that the way in which the government has gone about trying to sort out this problem, it's trying to draw an equivalence between both the director, Mr. Alok Verma, and the special director, Mr. Rakesh Asthana. There are three or four points that should be noted. The first thing is that Mr. Asthana's appointment as interim director was itself very, very controversial. The circumstances under which it happened by transferring the then second in command to the Ministry of Home Affairs. The manner in which he was also appointed special director by a panel in the TVC, the Central Vigilance Commission, was also controversial because it's well known that Mr. Alok Verma had opposed his appointment. So in a sense, the government is having to be responsible for what has happened today. And it is hardly surprising that it is being perceived that Mr. Modi's government is going out of its way to protect Mr. Rakesh Asthana.
Amidst all this, raids were being conducted at the CBI headquarters last night, and the officers, both Verma and Asthana, office were sealed. The removal of the director has now triggered a political row as well. Opposition parties are criticizing this move. Congress spokesperson Abhishek Manu Singhvi claims that the government is misusing the Central Vigilance Commission as well as the other institutions.
In the CBI, by the Modi Shah duo, has shamed India, has shamed all Indian institutions. It is very clear that the Honorable Prime Minister is experiencing Rafaelophobia. Rafaelophobia. This terror of the Rafael scam has led to the demolition by this Prime Minister, this ruling BJP, this government, to the demolition of the pillars of Indian investigating agency. Why? To save your own skin.
Congress leader Randeep Surjewala too had tweeted the transfer order, saying that he wonders if the government is scared of an investigation into the Rafael deal with the France. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee had also criticized the government, saying that the CBI has become the BJP's politicizing agency and calls it as a BJP Bureau of Investigation. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley rubbished all the opposition charges, saying that the two officers were sent on leave to maintain integrity of the probe, which would be done by the Central Vigilance Commission and not by the government. Now, with this ongoing infighting between Alok Verma and Rakesh Asthana, more changes in the investigation agency are being seen. The Modi government has appointed CBI Joint Director M. Nageshwar Rao as the interim chief of the agency. The 1986 batch Orissa cadet officer who was asked to take over as acting chief immediately, in his first order, he removed the entire team, probing the bribery case against Asthana. All sensitive cases, including Vijay Mallya, Augusta Westland cases, will be personally supervised by this new interim CBI chief.
Mr. Nageshwar Rao also has a very controversial background in Tamil Nadu pertaining to various cases. So at this particular juncture, we can only wait and watch and see how he manages to, at least in the interim period, supervise the working of India's premier investigating agencies. All I know is I've read various blogs and various websites which have raised various questions about the credibility and the integrity of Mr. Nageshwar Rao.
Now one wonders whether the Modi government is protecting their own hand-picked officers against whom serious charges of corruption are being investigated. Also, do let us know what you think in the comment box below. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.